T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Everybody wants me to ask you about a specific...
I haven't heard of those yet.
Yeah.
I'm only kidding. My phone was like blowing up the last 48 hours. And just for, you know, transparency or candor here a little bit is, you know, a lot of things are being speculated. I would say there's very little truth to many of these right now. What I would say, too, is, you know, we're going to continue to look and see if there's ways to improve the club, if something makes sense. As I've told you many, many times, it's always about you always have a chance to try to get better. And, you know, we're still, what, a month away from spring training. So it's not as if we're just putting out to lunch on our door and check back in a month. It's, you know, you're always looking at things. But I think a lot of the things that are being rumored or speculated, there's probably 95% or 99% mostly untruths.
You told me 3 weeks ago on the show, you said, I would caution people that the offseason is not over. And I think some people, not that you care about the reaction necessarily, but you might, that some people rolled their eyes like, yeah, right, you know, the Cardinals aren't going to do anything. Let's just move on. Then the next week, we talked about the offseason, and we talked specifically about the outfielders. People are, that's who we're going with. And then as soon as a rumor or a report comes out about a connection between you and a high-profile player or players, suddenly the buzz, the belief is, well, I can't wait to see what they do. It's almost like you have to manage expectations, don't you, in this time of year?
Well, I think you would like to think you could, but you really can't. Trying to handle what people are speculating, what people are guessing, or maybe more to the point, what people want to see happen is just, it's very difficult to keep everyone happy and appease them. You know, frankly, we believe in the system we have. We believe in the process we have. Certainly we make mistakes. We admit that all the time. But, you know, net, we've been able to put a pretty good product out there. And, you know, we believe in the team we have. And I've stated that from day one on the off season. And, you know, I do feel like we're in a better spot today than we were a week ago, because now we have more clarity and playing time and how we can use resources. And we also added a frontline starting pitching prospect to our system that we didn't have a week ago. So again, we feel like we've taken some strengths and turned it into more strength. And hopefully we can continue to look at opportunities between now and opening day.
Another thing that you told me is that in the trade market, there are a lot of things at play. What sort of resources do you have in the area of tradable assets, in the area of money? If you were to bring in a high-profile player who's under contract, that you have the money and the payroll flexibility to do such. But also that if the player had to waive a no-trade clause, like in the case of Giancarlo Stanton, where that didn't happen, you told me that also is at play, and there are very few teams that can do that. The Cardinals, I would assume, are a team that has the ability to make a deal. I guess my question to you is, are you in any rush to do anything? Is this something that, if you were to make a trade, let's say, is this something that you would be comfortable going into the season and letting things sort of play out?
Boy, there's a lot of things you'd ask there. But, you know, simply put, if we went into camp tomorrow and this was our club, we'd be very excited about it. That doesn't necessarily mean that's the blanket answer. Again, we're really happy about how our club looks. Obviously, we will keep looking at what other opportunities may exist between now and opening day. But if this is what we look like today, we're happy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.